I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $600 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com. Redeem rewards. Terms apply. Tina, you ready to play?
I'm ready to play. Let's do it.
Can you ask Raven to leave the room, please?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Tina.
Okay. Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he won't be able to hear us. It's soundproof in here. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to do it?
Let's do it.
Number one, Reese Witherspoon's son, Deacon, will make his acting debut on the third season of the Netflix comedy series Never Have I Ever. Who is Deacon's famous father and Reese's ex?
That's Ryan Phillippe.
Number two, Netflix released the first trailer for the highly anticipated Marilyn Monroe film Blonde. What famous movie did Marilyn star in with Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon about two male musicians escaping the mob?
Some Like It Hot.
Number three, Taylor Swift topped the list of celebrities with the highest private jet carbon emissions. In her song, Out of the Woods, she sings, "Baby, like we stood a chance, two paper airplanes flying, flying, flying." What ex is she singing about in that song?
Oh, God. I'm just going to take a guess and say...
Time. Number four, Shakira is facing 8 years in prison for tax evasion, but she insists she's innocent. Who does she co-headline the 2020 Super Bowl halftime show with?
That's Jennifer Lopez.
And number five, Will Smith issued a 6-minute apology video to Chris Rock after the infamous Oscar slap. He won Best Actor that night for which film?
Best Actor for... You know, I should know, but I don't.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in. Not even looking. Come on. All right. Tina got 3 out of 5.
All right, Tina. $600. Let's see how I do. Here we go.
Number one, Reese Witherspoon's son, Deacon, will make his acting debut on the third season of the Netflix comedy series Never Have I Ever. Who is Deacon's famous father and Reese's ex?
That's got to be Ryan Phillippe.
That is correct. Number two, Netflix released the first trailer for the highly anticipated Marilyn Monroe film Blonde. What famous movie did Marilyn star in with Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon about two male musicians escaping the mob?
Some Like It Hot.
My favorite movie of all time.
I know.
Number three, Taylor Swift topped the list of celebrities with the highest private jet carbon emissions. In her song, Out of the Woods, she sings, "Baby, like we stood a chance, two paper airplanes flying, flying, flying." What ex is she singing about in that song?
Oh, God. I mean, who knows? I'll just take a shot and say Harry Styles.
Harry Styles is right.
Get some.
All right, get back in the room. Come on. Number four, Shakira is facing 8 years in prison for tax evasion, but insists she's innocent. With who did she co-headline the 2020 Super Bowl halftime show?
J-Lo. See, the flying was about the planes because he's English and right? Because he's got a plane and she's got a plane?
No, that's actually not.
Okay, well, whatever. That's why I did it.
Number five, Will Smith issued a 6-minute apology video to Chris Rock after the infamous Oscar slap.
Oh, shut up, Will Smith.
He won Best Actor that night for which film?
Oh, God, King Richard.
Yes. I'm sorry, Tina. He beat you 5-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's Tina, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Jackpot goes to $700 for tomorrow.